Tell him some things that went on.
Yeah.
Told him when St. Joe got burnt out, you know, and told him who did it. Mr. He was a fisherman right down here on Cooter Pine. And he worked himself up, him and his wife did, and they got up there in St. Joe. And after they got up there,
they worked themselves up.
I say, selling fish, enough to get him a little commissary, you know, a little stove. And he moved to St. Joe, and they selling around there. Finally, took a notion that they wanted to leave there and go somewhere else. In the meantime, he been out since enough to know that he's going to burn St. Joe. I'm going in the store up in St. Joe. Said he's in the fire, you know, to get the insurance. He's going to go somewhere else. Plenty of that goes on with people.
Yeah.
But they don't realize they're doing another fella harm. So they put him in jail. He stayed in there, I reckon, for about 4 or 5 months. And some of his people were all coming. And got him out, and he left here. And I told him all about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a lot. I don't know what all I didn't tell. I didn't tell him. He asked me, and then that drove me to it, you know. He said, "I'm sure glad Willie got you to come up here. I got a chance then. If get all that stuff done." The second day I went, I didn't feel like going neither. It was cool. Now I went back the second day, and there I later done rung Tallulah and had a lady from Tallulah to come in there and take my picture. Took a lot of my pictures. Sure did. Well, there ain't many of putting you all, everybody's going. As I told them, and they're coming in here so fast, last Thursday. I said, "What is I did for you white folks to love me so?" And Mr. Mac's wife said, "Shut up your mouth. When my daddy used to come out there, and you was a mother for him, and Uncle Ben was a daddy for him, and my grandpa, and my grandpa had y'all got eat off, and he wasn't but 16, that was long, and 17 and 18, the war was going on, and he'd send him out, you know, with a cart selling stuff, and told him to don't go for no further in Mr. Jeff's house, turn around, because wood all up that way, the is there. Now all that's been Mr. Hey, that came up, Mr. Hyde.
Had it what?
Had it, oh, those woods was cleaned up. Oh, those roads was woods all out. Up this road. So my husband would get on his horse, have his horse hitch away, wait till Mr. Charlie made his round. And he come on, stop my car, his dinner out there. And he'd get out and sit on the whole way, kept a bench out there under the shade, puck on tree, you know.
Yeah.
Kept things clean off nice, and sit down and eat. And he going on home, he would be home when he get home. And they all crazy about it.
Now, you talked about chairs. What other sort of stuff did you have in the house that you had to sit?
Way back.
Yeah.
Oh, all that stuff is gone. You know, people come in here and wood a lot out here, and I don't go. This is the only thing I have right here, of all things.
What's that?
This pot. You seen that pot?
Now tell me about that.
Well, see, Mama's mistress gave her that.